Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything that is born and lives on this earth is useless. It is rotten and corrupt before God. Christians are the salt of the earth, that is, a salt to everything that the world is. From this it must follow that everything in the world bearing the name flesh or man must be denounced and thoroughly salted, says Martin Luther, Pastor Martin Luther. You are not Satan's tasteless nerds. You are not Satan's dark side. You are God's salt. You are God's light. The Creator, Lord God, makes us his salt and sustains us in our salting by his grace. However, as Luther said, there can be no greater injury or decay to Christendom than when the salt, which should season and salt everything else, loses its taste. When a seminarian, a professor, a pastor, a deaconess, a DCE, a pilgrim passing through barren land, someone passing by here, have rejected the true salt, the Holy Scriptures, as the very Word of God, that is, the salt given to us by grace, the salt in us through holy baptism, and those deeds which flow from the faith that God in Christ has given to us. They who reject this are unpalatable to God's taste and are thrown out and trampled by men. Christ is gone, and the knowledge of Christ is lost. Those who in the world lived with artificial and salt substitutes of Satan's inventions preach in a manner to keep people happy and to keep the masses on their side, to placate them. They teach and administer their vocation in a way to keep them out of trouble, to keep the monkey off of their back. They believe that the office of keys is having the key to the sanctuary. They proffer their agenda to control the direction of the parish, the family, their vocation, whatever it might be. And they are more interested in having their salary raised than lifting high the cross of Jesus Christ, who says, you are the salt of the earth. Calvary and the empty tomb of justification. Our comfort in this tasteless, saltless world of Satan is the very fact that this Christ of Calvary and the empty tomb of justification makes us his salt and projects the light of the Lord Christ from our faith in all that we do in thought, word, and deed to his glory. No prophet, seer, or revelator, no minister of the Jehovah Witnesses, no animistic preacher, no Mooney minister, no charlatan will remove the salt of the gospel from your heart, from your mind, from your soul, and your body. You are God-given, salty Christians. You are opposed to Satan's pungent body odor of the flesh, the world, and sin that reeks with his presence, that leaves behind every encumbrance and sin that can so easily entangle us. You oppose by God's grace through faith, and you slam dunk every Satan's temptation and the sin by faith alone. You do this because of the Christ who is in you through word and sacrament. You are God's light. You are God's salt. Amen.